So I think with Silver, I think you've got to go back to like season two when he first sees that he's got the potential to be the quartermaster, right? And he sort of chooses Silver really over himself and says, you are the better man for the job here, you know. And from then on, really, and when he sees in season three when he smashes into Frayne's head and he has that whole speech inside the tavern, if you look at like what Billy's doing, he's always watching him, just watching like what he's doing. And what I like about the character of Billy, like I talked to John Steinberg a lot about this when we're making the series and stuff, is like he's taking in a lot of things all the time. What he creates when he has this kind of moment of thinking who's going to be this pirate king. I think it's partly the fact that he wants to draw people away from Flint because he doesn't feel that Flint can do anymore. Also because I think he has a personal vendetta against him. And he's never really gotten over everything to do with Gates, the stuff that happens in season three when he's shooting up men left, right, and centre. I think he believes that Silver is his friend for one. He feels that Silver is someone that has this persona about him, this energy around him. It's almost like this image of like a... It's almost like a monstrous character inside your head, but like the fact that he's just like a guy with one leg and he's what he holds inside of that. So for Billy, I think it's just about he knows that he's got something more powerful than what Flint is.